Okay, picking up here in Luke chapter 15, in verse 11. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. We've covered the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and now we're going to cover the parable of the lost son, also known as the parable of the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. So the certain man is the father, representing God the Father. He has two sons. One, as we're going to see, would openly rebel, but he would repent. The other would passively rebel, and he was bitter. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. So the younger of the two sons requests his inheritance and is granted it. In fact, the text says that the inheritance was divided unto them. So both sons receive a certain inheritance. Note that this is money that the younger son, or the prodigal son, had not earned, making it all the more likely for him to squander it. Generally, when we don't work for something ourselves, we don't value it so much. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Young men naturally seek pleasures. So he goes out to a far country, far from the place of familial safety and blessed communion with God. And he seeks out worldly living and worldly pursuits. Now these things, we know, I hope we know, are altogether wasteful. But unfortunately, most of us have to go out and learn the hard way. Thus, it is fulfilled what we find written in the Proverbs. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Luke chapter 15 and verse 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And so, another proverb is fulfilled. The way of transgressors is hard. He begins to be in want. Abject physical and spiritual poverty, which is a result of the emptiness of prodigal living. Luke chapter 15 and verse 15. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. So he joins himself up to a citizen of that country, presumably an ungodly man. He'll try something else, try to get a job with him, maybe eke out a living. But this stranger has no affection for him. The world has no affection for you. And the devil certainly doesn't. Well, in the passage of time, the prodigal son gets a job to feed swine. The most detestable and unclean job that any Jew could undertake. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. So it seems that in the course of his employment, this prodigal son wasn't even permitted to eat the husks, the pods of the carob beans. Friends, let us learn this. The best the world has to offer is swine food. Luke chapter 15 and verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. He came to himself. He has an epiphany in his mind. He finally gets it. Spiritually applied for a day in the courts of the Lord is better than 1,000 days in the world. Even the servants of the Father have bread enough and to spare. How much more the sons in the Father's house and in his fellowship? How much more do the sons and daughters of the King enjoy the exceeding love, grace, mercy, wisdom, and truth of our great Savior in superabundance? Getting back to the narrative, the prodigal son says, I will arise and go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I will arise and go to my father. He is ready to make the great decision and repent. Now, in order to do this, he's going to swallow his pride. Now, some people try to make out pride to be a good thing. That's the opposite of what the Bible teaches. Pride sets us up for a fall and leads to destruction. But in humility is life. And so the spirit of this lost son is after the spirit of David, who said in the Psalms, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. He's ready to go throw himself at the mercy of his father. Friend, are you walking in the swine pit? Is your life akin to a pigsty? Are you running away from God? Have you run away from God? Have you rejected him up to this very moment, like the prodigal son had? Are you living your life, doing your own thing, thinking you can carve out your own way? The Lord simply sets the good way before you this evening, saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Return. Luke 15, 19. And am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. This is sin shame. The awareness of one's own sinful condition leads us to the place of humility. And if your godly sorrow is leading you to humility this evening, good. Friends, we may even come to God as servants, and so we are. But he also makes us sons and daughters. Luke 15, 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. He returns to the father. This is the picture of the prodigal returning to God. This is the journey of many a youth. And while he's a great way off, the father sees him coming. Friend, though you may be a great way off, if you are resolved to return to God, he sees you coming. Behold the willingness of the father to receive his child. This prodigal, this father of the prodigal, and some of you may be able to identify with this. You've got a wayward son or a wayward daughter. And every so often, you look out the window, or you hope that the phone rings, and you see them walking up the driveway, or you hear them on the other end of the line, clean, ready to make a fresh start, coming humbly, looking for a restored relationship. You've looked out that window lots of times, and you've gone to bed, maybe in tears. You've prayed. You've woken up, and now the prodigal is coming. I hope that some of you can identify with the positive result of that, and that others might continue to pray, because it happens and it could happen. And therefore, keep on praying, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Notice though what the father did not do. He did not enable his son's prodigal living by sending a check to the pigsty. Proverbs 19:19 says this: a man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Proverbs 19:19. If you're an enabler, learn that verse and heed it. Friends, there was nothing required by the father but the return of the son. It may be difficult for you to go there. It may be difficult for you to get back on track. But the father is standing in that doorway, waiting to see around the bend. Luke chapter 15, verse 21. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. This is a humble sinner's confession. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. Bring forth the best robe. This is the robe of righteousness. For Isaiah says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Isaiah chapter 61 in verse 10. Isaiah 61 verse 10. Notice, he receives a ring as worn by members of the family, shoes or sandals as sons wore. And we see that the owner goes forth to put it on him. Friends, even this prodigal sinner, guilty of wasteful living, finds welcome in the house of God. God makes no waste product, people. Instead, he makes all men and women in the image of God. And he loves us, even you. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to make merry. He calls for the best of the flocks and herds, for the greatest of festal celebrations. For he was dead and is alive again. This is a picture of the sinner, spiritually dead in his sins, but born again by the grace of God. The Lord went and he found him in the lost and found. Spiritual joy, such as we found in the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son. How much more joy is there in the finding of a man than in the finding of a sheep or a son? Luke 15:25. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. The older son's still out there working on the property. And all of a sudden, he hears music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. You see, the Father makes divine preparation for the welcome of his children into his fellowship. This prodigal son made it back safe and sound. Some prodigals have not been so lucky. By God's mercy, the consequences of his sins did not catch up to him in the far country to the point of death. And we read of the response of the eldest son in Luke chapter 15 and verse 28. He was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. Would you like a little cheese with that wine? Look at this unbrotherly attitude. He sees his brother as the father's son, but not as his own flesh and blood. He has a self-righteous attitude. I never transgressed. He doesn't even see himself as a sinner. And he has just as much of an entitled attitude as his younger brother did back in Luke chapter 15, verse 12. Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Remember that? Note the similarities to what the eldest son is saying and what the Pharisees and scribes said back in Luke chapter 15 and verse 2. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Surely the Pharisees and scribes saw that in themselves. But as soon as this thy son was come, we're skipping down to 31, I'm sorry. And he saith unto them, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. You know, there are special privileges available to those who stay in the Father's house, spiritually speaking. The eldest son was the first heir. And this calls to mind Exodus chapter 4 and verse 22, which speaks of Israel as God's firstborn son. Let us learn that thankfulness is a byproduct of the proper understanding of God's goodness. Let us also learn that God's goodness, or I should say a proper understanding of God's goodness, is a byproduct of our own thankfulness. One feeds into the other. As the song says, one thing leads to another. God is in the restoration business. What was dead lives. What was lost is found. And then rejoicing is in order. Friend, can you identify with the Father? Take heart. Keep praying for your prodigal. Can you identify with the older son? Probably a better question would be, will you admit it? You one who's always told the mark, but you feel like you've never been rewarded for it. Get over yourself. Allow God to dispense his grace to others as he sees fit. Finally, can you identify with the prodigal son? Friend, it is time to get found. Lost sheep, the Lord Jesus has come looking for you this evening. Will you hide until he passes by? Will you procrastinate, waiting for a more convenient time? You want time to think about it, friend? You do not know what a day brings forth. Today is the day. Admit yourself a sinner. Believe that Jesus Christ paid the price in full at Calvary for all of your sin, past, present, and future. Believe the gospel that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose from the dead. And friend, even tonight, that divine carpenter will put an addition on one of those heavenly mansions for you. And if you've made that decision tonight, or you've decided tonight that you're going to come back to the Lord, you're done playing games, please give me a call, Pastor James of Firm Foundation Christian Church, here at the Old Time Preaching Ministry. The number is 401-765-0107. 401-765-0107. And I'd like to talk to you and pray with you and invite you out to church. Come join us this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at Firm Foundation Christian Church, 84 Cumberland Street in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. It's Firm Foundation Christian Church, 84 Cumberland Street in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Sunday at 10 a.m. And if you like this study in this format, I use the same format at the Bible study on Friday nights at 7 p.m. So come by Friday night at 7 p.m. The only difference is this study, a study of this nature, would take like 4 weeks because I do it in a roundtable. so people can jump in, ask questions, so long as they're salient to the discussion. Well, God bless you. I want to wish you a wonderful week. And remember that the Lord Jesus Christ will never leave you nor forsake you.